So baptism is ideally the command of the Lord that we only do once. Some people realize later on that they did not actually believe, and so then they do get rebaptized. But ideally, baptism is a thing that you do once. And interestingly enough, it's one of the two ordinances that God wants us to do at the beginning of our Christian lives. So it's the initiation rite, the initiation obedience. So that means when we get baptized, it's very likely to be at the least spiritually mature point in our Christian lives as disciples. So whether you get baptized as a new believer at 33 or 53, or when you're even younger in age, it is the beginning. So baptism is not the end. We don't say that because somebody's getting baptized that they're all done and there's no more work to do and there's no more growth that they need to have. It is, in fact, the beginning of their life as a disciple. And one of the dangers of holding off on discipleship for especially younger people growing up in the church whose family believe and who worship on a regular basis, one of the dangers of withholding baptism for those people is that we ask them to live like Christians without giving them the weaponry of the Christian life. So in Romans chapter 6, Paul actually talks about looking back to our baptism as a way to fight sin in our sanctification. When we're potentially tempted to sin, when we're tempted to disobey, we are to remember that we are dead to sin in Christ and risen to walk in newness of life. So Paul says, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning that grace may increase? By no means. We who died to sin, how can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live in newness of life. So baptism is actually to be something that we all look back at and remember our identity. We are making a public profession before the world, before our family members, before the church, that we are with Jesus. And then God calls us to look back at that public profession to remind us of who we are. We're actually not dead in sin any longer. We're dead to sin. We're not alive to sin. We are alive in Christ to righteousness. So these young men who are getting baptized tonight, one, the youngest is 5, the oldest is 13. These young men are beginning their Christian lives and are wanting to identify to all of you. This is a question that I'm going to ask them in front of you, but a question that I've asked them already multiple times. So you're good getting up in front of these other people. You want them all to know that you're with Jesus. And every one of them is like, yes. I say, you realize that once they know you say you're with Jesus, they might ask you why you're not behaving like Jesus. Hey, I thought you said you were with Jesus. And all of them at this point, because things are going well, they all said, yes, we don't mind if people know that and ask us about it. And that's important. While you pray for them as they profess their public identification with Christ, this is a good opportunity to remember your own baptism and the realities in your own heart that God has worked by grace and be encouraged in your own testimony of growth as well. So pray for these young men and thank God for what he's done in your life, and we'll get started. This is, well, you tell them your name.
Zion
Kulishov. And Zion is 22. I've never had to hold a 22-year-old for baptism before. So, Zion, how old are you?
5.
You are 5, okay. So, you talked about wanting to get baptized to me, like, many months ago. Because you've been thinking about it for a while, right?
Yeah.
So why do you want to get baptized?
Because I want everybody to know that I'm part of the church.
Okay. You want everybody to know that you're part of the church. Good. So why does that matter? Like, What does being part of the church even mean? Why is that significant?
It means that you get to eat the wine and the bread.
Yeah, you get to participate in communion. So we have communion every week, right?
Yeah.
So every week you watch your mom and dad take it, and then you don't get to take it. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you've been like, I want in at what they're doing. So what does the bread represent? Do you remember?
No.
You don't remember? It represents Jesus' body. And then the wine represents Jesus' blood. And why is that important? So what did Jesus do for us?
He died for our sins.
He died for our sins, right. And can you tell me what sin is? What does it mean? Are you a sinner?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what does sin mean?
It means that you don't listen to God.
Okay, yeah, you don't listen to God. You don't do what he says. And he says that the wages of sin is what? So if you keep sinning, you deserve what?
That I'll be on God's team.
Well, if you keep sinning, you're not on God's team. If you keep sinning, you deserve what? What was it that Jesus did for us?
He died for all sins.
He died for our sins, so that means we don't have to.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So he died for our sins, and what do you need to do for that sacrifice to be applied to you? Do you need to pay him money?
No, you need to believe God that he died for your sins and love him.
Okay, you need to believe and you need to love. You got to believe that he died and rose again, and you have to love him. With just like half of your heart?
No, a lot of your heart.
A lot. Yeah. Even all of it, all of your heart, soul, mind and strength. Good. So you can't pay him enough money. That doesn't save you. You can't go on like a big long trip and that doesn't save you. You believe, right?
Yep.
So does that mean that getting baptized right now saves you?
No.
No. It's just a picture, right?
Yeah.
It's a picture. So we're going to go down into the water and we're going to come back up. And what is that going to show everybody?
That I'm part of the church.
That you're part of the church, okay? And that you died with Jesus. And then you rose again with him. Is that good?
Yeah.
So I told everybody, you were standing there, you heard me say that you are good with all of these people knowing that you love Jesus more than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want them to know that you're with them. This is the church. You're part of the church.
Yep.
You're good with that.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Zion, based on your profession of faith, you see him? He's still here. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is a cousin of Zion. This is, you tell him your name.
Boaz.
Boaz, yep, Boaz Kulishov. Boaz is just a little bit older, so I got some questions for you. Are you good for that?
Yeah.
Okay. So why do you want to get baptized?
Because I want to show the church that I'm a Christian and be part of it.
You want to show the church you're a Christian and you want to be a part of it. Good. What does it mean to be a Christian?
To believe in Jesus.
Okay, to believe in Jesus. I like that. Who is Jesus?
Our Savior, the second person of the Trinity.
Whoa. Our Savior, the second person of the Trinity. That's good. That's true. That's good. And what did Jesus do for us that's so important?
He died on the cross for our sins and rose on the third day.
Okay. He died on the cross for our sins and rose again on the third day. And what is sin? If he died for our sins.
Disobedience.
Disobedience is the big word. Sin is the small word. So disobedience to who in particular?
The Lord.
To the Lord. Yeah. Where do we find out what the Lord wants us to do? Did he give us anything that tells us, like, do this, don't do this?
No.
He didn't?
No.
Well, it's the Bible. He agrees that the Bible is actually the... That's good. Yeah. So the Bible actually tells us what we're supposed to obey and that we don't obey. And then Jesus came and died so that we don't have to die. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So does getting baptized tonight, does that save you?
No.
No? Okay, why not? Is there anything that you can do that saves you?
No.
No. Okay. So you can't make him a big meal, make God a big meal. That's not going to do it?
No.
No?
Definitely
you
not.
You can't, because you're not a good cook?
No.
No? Okay. You can't play drums for Jesus? Like, you can't play drums for a really long time and then that saves you?
What?
No. So you need to do what in order to be saved? You need to?
Believe in him.
Believe in him. Yeah. And like you said earlier, that he died and that he rose again. So you want all of these people to know that you believe in Jesus. And you want to make sure that you are identified with Jesus and then be a part of the church. And are you also, are you looking forward to having communion? Yeah. You see your family participating and you want to belong. You want to worship in that way. And so you've been waiting until getting baptized so you can do that, right? Yeah. Okay. Boaz, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I don't know if I've ever had a person come up out of the water and go, but I like that. Okay, tell everybody your name. I think lots of them know you, but.
Job.
Job. You know, like, where that name comes from?
The Bible.
Yeah. Do you know about Job in the Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had some bad things happen. And then really good things.
Yeah.
So, Job, you are here tonight to get baptized. Why? Why do you want to get baptized?
Because God says so.
Okay, God says so. It is actually a command, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't say maybe you should or you could if you're super spiritual. He says everybody should get baptized. That's his command. Where does he tell us that?
In the Bible.
In the Bible. Good. So the Bible tells us to get baptized. The Bible also tells us that we are sinners. What's that mean?
That we don't obey God all the time.
Okay. We don't obey God all the time. Even in our hearts, we don't obey. So sometimes we don't obey in our behavior, and sometimes we don't obey even in what we want or what we're thinking about, right? So you have, like, four younger sisters. Have you ever disobeyed something your mom or dad said and how you treated your sisters? Well, we won't make you answer that. But you agree that you have disobeyed God sometimes? Yeah. Okay. So the Bible says you should be baptized. It says that you're a sinner. It also says that if you keep sinning, then you deserve what?
Death.
Death. Right. And so what is so significant that the Bible says about how we can be saved from death? Who saves us from death?
Jesus.
Jesus. What did he do?
Died on the cross for our sins.
He died on the cross for our sins. So, like, he took our place. He was our substitute. And then is Jesus still dead today?
No.
No, he's not. What happened to him?
Rose again in 3 days.
He rose again on the third day so that we too can be risen to new life, right?
Yeah.
So can you pay God a whole bunch of money to have that be good for you, to have Jesus' sacrifice be good for you?
No.
No? Not even like $20? No. $20 million. There's no amount of money, right? How about if you went on like a big journey and you found a special treasure and you gave it to God? Is that what saves you?
No.
No. Okay, so what do you need to do in order to be saved?
Die and go with him?
Well, yeah, that's the spiritual reality, is you need to die with him. But do you need to believe or do you need to do a bunch of works?
Believe.
Believe. Yeah. That's great grace that we just trust him for our salvation. And it's not about our works, but about his grace that we get by faith. So I asked you the question when I interviewed you a while ago and then again tonight. So you want all of these people out here to know that you are with Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Earlier when we were talking, I said basically the same question. I was like, so what if you were at the store? What if you're at Costco with your family tomorrow? And like, a person saw you and said, "Hey, I heard you got baptism last night. Is it true that you are with Jesus?" And do you remember what you did downstairs?
Yes. Say yes.
Well, you said yes, but you like jumped out of your chair and said, "Yes." So that's good. So you are with this baptism professing that you are identified with Jesus, you believe in him, and that you want to be connected to all these people as part of the church. Is that right? Okay. Joe, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The heads get further up out of the water as we go along. So, tell everybody your name.
Elias.
Elias, okay. And Elias, you talked to me about getting baptized a long time ago. It might have even been a year ago, but the pool was broken for a while, and then we had other problems. So, you've been wanting to get baptized for a long time. So, why?
Because I want to show the church that I'm a believer.
Okay, you want to show the church that you're a believer. A believer in what?
Of God.
Okay, a believer in God. Good, and why is that important?
Because then you'll go to heaven.
Because then you'll go to heaven. That's exactly right. If you didn't believe in God, what would happen?
You'll go to hell.
You would go to hell. And why? So why do people have to die and go to hell?
Because they didn't believe in God.
Okay, they didn't believe in God, and they also disobeyed him. So, and that's, they're sinners. And so the wages of sin is?
Death.
Death, right. So we deserve death, so we're sinners. Bible says we're sinners. Are you a sinner?
Yes.
Okay. So we deserve death. So how can we avoid death? How can we get out of death?
To believe in God.
Okay, to believe in God. And what did he do so that we don't have to die?
He gave him the Bible.
Okay, he gave us the Bible. The Bible tells us, though, about Jesus. So he sent Jesus, and what did Jesus do for us?
Died on the cross.
He died on the cross so that we don't have to die.
Uh-huh.
And then did he stay dead?
No.
Okay, what happened? Where is he?
He's in heaven.
He's in heaven, I know. Why would I ask that question? Of course he's in heaven. He's in heaven because what happened on the third day?
He rose again.
He rose again, that's right. So how do you get Jesus' death to be good for you? How does that apply to you?
To listen to the Bible.
Okay, listen to the Bible. Believe what it says. So like I said to the other guys, you can't pay God enough money to get saved.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't go somewhere special. You can't even go up a secret stairwell and have that be the thing that saves you. You believe. So you believe. You believe that Jesus is God and that he died on the cross and that he rose again on the third day. Uh-huh. You believe all of that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you are excited for all of these people to know that you believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if in the future they're like, "Hey, Elias, I thought you said you believed in Jesus." You're okay with that? Uh-huh. They might ask you some questions?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you also, even I was talking to your dad earlier today, you also have been holding off and waiting to have communion until you got baptized. Because
uh-huh.
you want to participate there too, right? Yeah. That's great. Well, Elias, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, Mr. Rothenberger, why don't you tell everybody your first name?
Joseph.
Why don't you tell everybody the name I'm going to keep calling you?
Sam.
Okay. Sam signs his papers for me in logic class now this year as Joe Sam, so I won't miss it. So, Sam, here we are in the waters of baptism before everybody else, and why are you here?
Because I want to show everyone in the church that I believe in Jesus.
Okay. And so, like, you've had like 6 years of Bible class with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, but. So like you've heard a lot in Bible class. Your parents have gone to church for all of your life. So you've been hearing sermons all of your life. So when you say you want to show the church that you believe, what are some of the things that you believe that you are communicating to everybody tonight?
That Jesus died on the cross to save all our sins.
Okay. And what's significant about Jesus?
That he was the Son of God.
Okay. So yeah, Jesus was a man, but he was also God. And because if he was just man, then that might be good for himself if he'd have lived perfectly, but it couldn't be good for anybody else, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that he was God means that his sacrifice can cover the sins of a lot of people. So sin is what?
The penalty of sin is death.
Okay. And sin itself, like...
Disobedience.
Disobedience, right? So there's lots of ways that we disobey. And I mean, the Bible tells us, it's what gives us the standard for what is disobedience and what is obedience. So, and then you said the wages of sin is?
Death.
Death, and death where?
In hell.
Yeah. So like forever. So it's a huge deal. So how can we get out of death?
We can believe in God and obey him.
Okay, believe in God. Now, does the obedience part make us saved, or is the obedience part that something that comes after we're saved?
That comes...
Like, can you obey God enough to get his attention for him to save you?
Yeah.
I'd say no.
Afterwards, yeah.
Afterwards, right. So we do learn to obey, but it's not by our obedience that God accepts us. So God accepts us because of what Jesus did. So as he died for us and as he rose again. So you have been thinking about being baptized for probably a few years at least, right? And so here we are, and you are now letting all of these people know that you believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
You want them to know that you identify with him more than anything else as your Lord and Savior. And so you're good if one of your teachers who's here tonight, they say, hey, like this coming week, maybe you are just, you can't stop talking. And your teacher said, stop talking, and you just keep talking. And they say to you, but Sam, like you got baptized, you said you are with Jesus, and so now you should obey him. You're good if people come up and talk to you like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And you also are excited to participate in communion and be with the rest of your family. Sam, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He will probably have a lot to say about it later on, I'm sure. Okay, well, let's have those who are going to lead in a couple more songs come back up. And while they're coming back up and getting the music stands and such back in place. So again, like I said before the baptisms, this is now our opportunity to not be done with those young men. So now is a responsibility for our discipling and our encouraging to be even more specific. So remind them of their baptism and remind them of what they have professed. Remind them of what they have committed to in front of everyone. And that is part of how we grow in our likeness to Jesus. So baptism is a key weapon in our sanctification, in our fight against sin. We have died with Christ. Sin no longer has power over us. We've been risen to walk in newness of life. God's power through Jesus in us enables us to obey. And baptism is a great picture of that. And so we ought to encourage these young men in their life of discipleship to continue to live that out more and more. So I'm going to pray for them and pray for us, and then we'll sing a couple more songs. Father, thanks for these young men, for Zion and Boaz and Job and Elias and Sam. Thank you for their obvious love for you, and even their willingness to stand up in front of the rest of the church and declare that, to be questioned publicly about what they believe and who they identify with. May you build all of us up to be bold in our confession of our connection and identity in Christ, and may he ultimately receive the glory, his name be lifted up, as we watch these young men obey him and be baptized in his name. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.